This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Again, one more time, salam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're going to be covering Surah Sabah today. Surah Sabah, Fatir, he just started Fatir, and Yasin, and also I think a little bit of Safat. But Surah Sabah, for me, will be Sabah, Fatir, and Yasin. These are all Mekki surahs. Let's start with Surah Sabah, inshaAllah ta'ala. In Surah Sabah, Allah Azza wa Jal makes a mention of how some of the prophets are showing gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal talks about Dawood and Sulaiman. So when Allah Azza wa Jal mentions Dawood, verse number 10, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّ فَضْلًا يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي مَعْهُ وَالطَّيْرِ وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. This belief about Dawood alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and we gave Dawood grace from us. Grace from us, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, mountains and birds, they used to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla with him. You know, even the birds and the mountains and the trees, they used to recite from the Psalms of praise with Dawood alayhi salam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla also says, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. This is one of the miracles of that prophet, that Allah Azza wa Jalla made iron or steel be so soft for him, and he would make those armors, those shields, to protect his community from harm. He would play with hadith, with iron or steel, just like you play with those kids when they play with Play-Doh. Exactly, just like that. This is, you know, how steel, how strong it is. But for Dawood, Allah Azza wa Jalla made it so soft, subhanAllah. This is one of the miracles of Dawood alayhi salam. And Dawood was known to have a very beautiful voice. Not just one. It's been said that he had more than 70 different beautiful voices, so much so that even the birds and the mountains and the trees, they would be praising Allah Azza wa Jalla with him. In fact, brothers and sisters, a lot of us do not know this. There will be a Eid in Jannah. There will be one Eid in Jannah, na'am. And that day, it is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call his servants to that festival, where they will be seeing the face of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And before that, Allah will collect all mankind, will gather all mankind, and he will, the believers who have already entered Jannah, and all mankind from the believers who have entered Jannah, and the prophets before them, and the messengers, and the sahabas, and whatnot, and then the angels will be there as well, and then they will be asking Allah Azza wa Jalla of things, and whatever we ask from Allah, Allah will give us, but first Allah will feed us from something we've never eaten before, and Allah will clothe us from some clothes we've never worn before, all in Jannah, being invited. This is why it's called Eid, invited by Allah Azza wa Jalla in his dominion, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah will call Dawood to start reciting some sort of like entertainment. Dawood will be reciting for us, and we'll be listening live from Dawood alayhi salam, and then Allah ar-Rahman will be reciting the Quran, subhanAllah. This is all, in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. And Dawood, to show gratefulness to Allah, he used to worship Allah a lot, so much so that he used to fast one day, and he would break his fast one day. So the Prophet Muhammad, he says, the best fasting is the fasting of Dawood. He would fast one day and break his fast the other day, alayhi salam. And then Sulaiman alayhi salam also, one of the miracles of Sulaiman, Allah has made servants and the entire creations of Allah Azza wa Jalla working for him, so much so that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in verse number 12, what is Sulaiman al-rih, wind, a distance that would take a month, but for Dawood or for Sulaiman, it would take only, let's say, just a day. And then the distance that would take another coming back, another month, for him it would take just one evening. This is how powerful he was, alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Sabah, which is why the surah is under Sabah. Sabah is a place in Yemen. And the people at the time of Sabah, they used to be so, mashallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed them with so much gardens from right and center, so much so it was told that a woman would carry her basket and would cross that garden filled with fruits, trees, different types of fruits, and then she would not have to go and climb the trees and pick the fruits, just she would carry her basket, and by the time she crosses the field or the garden, her basket will be filled with fruits. First, use just to fall from these trees, as Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed them with so much. But in case of show and thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not believe. They denied the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَالِمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted them with a flood that destroyed everything that they had. Brothers and sisters, here's a gem from here. This is for not being grateful. If you're not grateful to the value that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you, or to the blessing that Allah has given you, Allah will take it back. And here's my question. What are some of the ways, or what is the best way to preserve a blessing that Allah has blessed you with? Let me ask the sisters first. If you have a blessing, and you want Allah to preserve that blessing, what did the Prophet say? Or what did Allah say to preserve that blessing? Sisters? Okay, one second. Wa alaikum salam. I have Quran from Medina. If the sister is Pakistani Indian, I have the script Pakistan Indian King Fahd right here. And if she does not want that, if she's Arabic, I have Arabic right here, another from Medina as well. This is script Medina King Fahd print, Uthmani. So whoever answers the question, she would tell me what kind of Quran she'd like, I will give her the Quran. Yalla.
Say more gratitude. Say Alhamdulillah
all the time. Okay, say Alhamdulillah. But that's not what I'm looking for. Say Alhamdulillah, okay. Alhamdulillah, it's not enough. Because Alhamdulillah, but it's not enough. What do you do for Allah to preserve your blessing? One thing to do to preserve that blessing. Let me ask the sisters again. One more.
You regularly communicate that you're grateful.
You pray.
You regularly make dua and tell Allah that you're grateful.
If you're grateful, I shall keep it back. Jazakallah khair. Yes, but that's not it. Yes, it's all good. So let's start. Maybe one more chance. You see, yalla, jaldi.
You should put in your heart and then say with your tongue and
it should manifest. Give them all chocolate, sister. Right? Give them all chocolate, but not the chocolate.
With your limbs, your actions, so your.
Okay, so manifest it through your limbs. Sister! Manifest it through your limbs, through your actions. By doing what? There is one thing I'm looking for. Huh? She said that. What?
Giving sadaqah.
That's it. Giving sadaqah. Giving charity. Sister, you want the Pakistani Indian Quran or you want the King Fahd, the Arabi Uthmani script?
Pakistani.
Of course. So after the salah, I'll give it inshallah ta'ala. Sadaqah. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, somebody's sick in your family, give sadaqah. You're looking for a job and it's hard for you. Give sadaqah. You go into difficulties. Give sadaqah. And why it's called sadaqah? It comes from tasdeeq. Trust. In Arabic, tasdeeq, to trust. Trust what? Trusting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that back to you. Whatever charity you give, Allah will give back to you. And there is a rule. You know the rule in Islam, in our deen, whatever you give. Let's say if you give $1, you know, it will be equivalent to 10. If you give, you know, one hasana, it's equivalent to 10. This is a rule. But this rule is not applicable in Ramadan. In Ramadan, no, it's not applicable. It's more than 10. It's more than 700. Ayyuh na'am, 700 is much, much, much more in Ramadan. So this is the month for to give. This is the month. This is why the Prophet used to be generous. But in Ramadan, he used to be even more generous. I'm not doing no fundraising, don't worry. But I'm just telling you. I'm telling you about the fruits and the merits of sadaqah. One man understood this, many men, but this man, Hassan Basri, a lady came to him, you know, his maid who serves him. She says, somebody knocked at the door, a poor man, he's asking for some charity. He says, what do we have? She said, we have 10 eggs. That's all we have in the house, 10 eggs. He told her, give him the eggs, give him everything, give him the 10 eggs. That's all we have, give him the 10 eggs. And then he gave them the 10 eggs. She said, no, she gave the eggs. The next day, somebody knocked at the door, put a basket filled with eggs and left. She opened, she found a basket filled with eggs. She went to Hassan Basri. Look, somebody, we don't know who. We don't know. Somebody just brought this basket filled of eggs and dropped it in our door. He says, count the eggs. She counted. She found 90.
No, wait, mashallah. Wait, I'm telling you more than you say, mashallah. She felt 90. He told her, how many eggs did you give yesterday to the poor man? She said, 9. I told you to give him 10. You made us lose 10 eggs. Had you given him 10, it would have been 100. You gave him 9 times 10, 90. You see, this is the sadaqah. Brothers, they've asked me to ask you one more time. Please donate to the masjid. Please help the masjid. They need sadaqah. They need charity. They need the expenses. They're really, unlike last year. Last year, alhamdulillah, we're doing really great. I don't know why, but this year they're suffering. The accounts are really depleting. Please, I beg you, help the center, inshallah ta'ala. It's your center. I'm not asking, I'm only requesting. Please help the center, inshallah ta'ala. And then Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with say, Alhamdulillah, Fatir is samawati wal ardi. Okay, here's brothers now. Brothers, Alhamdulillah, Fatiri. What do we call this introduction? Alhamdulillah, Fatiri. Huh? Atana, masallah alik. What brother, with the glasses? Huh? Anyway, so what do we call this introduction? Al-Thana, Al-Hamd. Dua, Thana. Praising Allah, Thana, yes. Okay. Here we go. Brother, here we go. Yalla, Bismillah. All right, Zakum Allah. Somebody's here. Here we go. Praise to Allah, the creator of the earth, the heavens and earth. Ja'ilil malaika uli ajniha. The one who created the angels with wings, two wings, and he says, "Mithna wa thulatha wa ruba," with two wings, three wings, four wings. How many wings, sisters? How many wings did Jibril alayhi salam used to have? How many wings does he have? Allah is mentioning here 2, 3, 4, but Jibril does not have 2, 3, 4. Huh?
She said thousands.
No, yes.
600.
Give her, yeah, 600. Who said 600 here?
600.
He has 600 wings. يخلق الله عز وجل ربع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء. He increases in his creation whatever he wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then quickly here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse number 6, he says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ. One more time, Allah warns us about shaytan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. This was the Shaykh, Zalma Khair. You know, he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ. Shaytan is your adu. Use him as adu. Adu means enemy. He's your enemy. He's not your friend. One Shaykh was talking about shaytan, he called him Shushu. He's not Shushu, man. His shaytan is a big shaytan, man. So he's your enemy. Use him as your enemy. Don't befriend him. Yani don't follow him. And then, brothers and sisters, lastly, Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin, we need a seminar. Surah Yasin, 83 verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins talking about the Qur'an and the greatness of the Qur'an. And then Allah azza wa jalla talks about at the time of Bani Israel, Allah azza wa jalla used to send not only one prophet, sometimes in one tribe, in one nation, or one town, he would send 2 to 3 prophets, like he did here, verse number 14. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَعَزَّزْنَا فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. In this town, Allah sent 2 prophets at the same time. And they denied the prophet, they did not believe him. So Allah reinforced them with 3 prophets, and still they did not believe. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Surah Yasin? There's one reason why the surah was revealed. Ubay ibn Khalaf from the Mushrikeen, he came to the Prophet holding a bone. And then he crushed that bone and then he turned it to dust. And he went to the Prophet, as he says, "Ya Muhammad, can your Lord bring this to life after it's become dust?" Then the Prophet says, "Yes, he can. And you will die, and you will be resurrected, and you will be, and Allah will, you will die, and you will be resurrected, and you will go to heaven. And you go to hellfire." So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, "Qala man yuhyi al-'idama wa hiya ramim, qul yuhyiha alladhi ansaha awwala marrah, wa huwa bikulli khalqin, wa huwa bikulli khalqin 'alim." Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end, verse number 65, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I'm going to end with this, and this is a very, very powerful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun." The non-believer, as he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will deny all his actions. Allah would show him all his actions. "No, it's not me. It's not me. It's not me." And then he said, "Allah, do you have any witnesses?" "No witnesses. I don't want nobody to witness for me except my limbs, except my body."
يعني, he thinks that his body will witness for him. Then Allah will put a seal on his mouth. Who will witness? His eyes. Now the eyes will start talking. Now the hands will start talking. The hands will say, I touched, I slapped, I hit. And the feet will start saying, I walked towards haram. And the hands will talk, I touched haram, I grabbed haram. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, today I shall put a seal on their mouth, and their hands will talk, and their feet will talk. يَشْهَدُونَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Brothers and sisters, angels are writing everything we say, and Allah is looking upon us, inshaAllah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do good, inshaAllah, wa ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.